Robert Blake. We like Tommy Rowe.
We like Marlon Fitzwater.
And we like our Hawaii trip that we're giving away. All right. Stupid Line is on the air.
Stupid Line, 1993.
646-8255, let's go. Stupid Line. Nice start. Stupid Line. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Yeah.
Stupid Line.
Yeah.
Hello.
Stupid Line. There we go. Our first decent call on Stupid Line. Now, I should explain the premise of Stupid Line if you're not if you're not too damn dumb to figure it out already. Monday is the stupidest day of the week. Agreed?
It is.
Although today has been certainly a lot of fun, but still a stupid day. When you wake up on a Monday morning, you say, oh, man, it's Monday morning. You go, it's Monday morning. Like that.
You do that or what?
No, I'm saying anyone.
Oh, I see.
Everyone and anyone in the entire world goes, oh, it's Monday morning. You could be a nuclear scientist. You could be John Nigerian.
Woke you up. May be John Nigerian.
No, I'm Don Vogel.
No, the person you're talking to.
Oh. John broke up last Monday, probably going, oh, Monday, stupidest day of the week. And then he gets demoted.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of extra time to watch the show now, so I'm saying, or listen to the show, so I'm saying you could be talking to Dr. John right now.
And I hope I am.
You could be talking to Dr. Jack Kevorkian, who nailed 13, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, congratulations, Dr. Jack Kevorkian helped his 13th person in an assisted suicide.
Now, go, Jack, go.
Now, you know, assisted, that's like a, is that like an assisted double play? Something in baseball? Like, or like in basketball? Jack's got his double now. He's got 13.
Mm-hmm.
So Jack's in double figures with 13 assists.
Jack, he's our man. Can he kill another? You bet he can. Go,
now, it's
go,
too bad
go,
that,
go.
It's too bad they already got the NBA lineups for the All-Star game on Sunday because Jack with 13 assists, he might be a point guard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He'd be perfect for the hierarchy.
He's fun at parties.
I keep looking for Jack's book at the library, but nobody keeps bringing it back.
Hi, Stupid Line. Well, that is the epitome of dumbness, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're looking for.
He nailed it.
Hi, Aaron, Stupid Line.
Yeah, what's on your feet there? Shoes? What else? Socks. Can you spell socks? No, I can't. But I could program my own VCR.
Stupid Line.
Yeah, Don, I want your baby.
Sorry, sir.
Not the first.
I had a vasectomy for openers. And... Hi, Aaron, Stupid Line.
Okay.
You know, I do just like when people call and make noises.
That was, by the way, Dr. John Nigerian.
Yeah. I do like best, I think, when people call and make noises, don't you?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Hi, Stupid Line.
Speaking of stupid, Tommy, when's your show?
Oh, not this week. North Stars are playing. A week from this week. Wednesday, 7 to 9.
Hi, Stupid Line.
Hey, you dumb rummies, seen Rooster around
oh,
anywhere?
There's a Robert Blake. Rummies, that was a classic
dumb
guy.
Dumb rummies.
Yeah, rummies.
God, more Robert Blake. Hi, Stupid Line.
Don, this is my favorite ad, and I quote, we've done something new to our cars. We've placed the four tires out and towards the corners of the vehicle. This will give the ride more stability. The auto industry will never be the same again.
Stupid Line.
That's the name of that tune.
Yeah, that's another one of his lines. There's another Robert Blake line.
People calling in with Robert Blake lines.
That's
I can't
the name of that tune.
Stupid Line. Oh, Kenny G. Yeah. Stupid Line.
Don't go to bed with no
price on your head.
Oh, no.
Don't do it. Yeah,
ladies
yeah,
gentlemen,
yeah.
This is the most phenomenal
keep your eyes
situation I have ever encountered. People actually calling
sparrow.
Up with Robert Blake lines
well,
from
well.
His show Beretta. Hi, you're on Stupid Line.
Tongue is stuck to a Merrill Hall.
To Merrill Hall?
Stupid Line.
Of a far
Stupid Line.
Glenn's been shot over humanity.
The humanity, indeed. He's fighting for his life. Stupid Line.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Stupid Line. Leader of tomorrow calling up. Stupid Line.
Yeah, my attorney told me at lunch today that the worst fear he's got is if he steps in a pile of manure. He's afraid he's melting.
If he steps in a pile of manure...
He's afraid he's melting. Thus, the attorney, in a melted form, is manure.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid line.
It's a sealy, posturpedic morning.
I love that commercial.
Stupid line.
Can I go to Hawaii?
Stupid line.
I like to be stupid. I like to be dumb.
And you've succeeded, sir. Stupid line. Stupid line.
Time for lobotomy.
More of Stupid Line after these important messages.
We like to be stupid. We like to be
stupid. Ah, Stupid Line is so fine. ASTPA of 1500, the talk station. Stupid Line.
Sometimes the itching is unbearable.
Stupid Line.
Flash before your eyes.
More Leaders of Tomorrow. Stupid Line. Stupid Line. Stupid Line.
Stupid Line.
Hello. Hi, Stupid Line.
Nice doggy.
You know, Tommy, we're hearing from a lot of future Leaders of Tomorrow.
I think that was young John Nigerian Jr.
Stupid Line.
Oh, I forgot the kids are out of school today.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
And they're out Friday, so watch out then.
Stupid line. What's Friday?
I don't know, but they're off. As my stepson told me they're off
kids
Friday,
are off
too.
More than they're in school, I swear to God. No wonder they don't learn anything. Stupid line. Hello? It couldn't be done. Stupid line. You wanted it, folks. We
we were going to kill it.
We were just going to can the whole thing, and it was as if there was some nuclear weaponry dropped right in the heart of Edina somewhere. And everybody called up and was just so bummed because we were going to drop this concept. Stupid line.
Bill Clinton and Al Gore's economic plan helping the economy.
Stupid line. Same poof. Stupid line.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Stupid line. And stupid line.
Hello?
Yeah. Well, all right, so much for that.
You think we'll have stupid line next week?
Oh, do we have to? Well, stupid line will be 8 o'clock tonight when Bill Clinton gives his address probably.
All right.
We'll talk about that probably tomorrow. Of course, if I wasn't doing a talk show, I sure as hell wouldn't have to catch it tonight. But since we are, I do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just...
So we can at least appear like we know what's going on.
Yeah, even though we probably don't. But we should have Bill on tomorrow anyway because we have a visit with him once a week. Right? Bill usually flies in from the White House.
He sure does.
To the Don Vogel show once a week. So maybe we'll do that tomorrow in conjunction with his address.
It's a darn shame this show had to come to an end.
Doggone tootin', although I sure liked the first hour or 45 minutes of it. Terry Ryder is next.